AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A federal judge in New York has granted the Justice Department's request to publicly release grand jury transcripts and other material from Ghislaine Maxwell's sex trafficking case.
Maxwell was a longtime confidant of Jeffrey Epstein. In recent submissions in Manhattan federal court, the department said the materials would include 18 categories, including search warrants, financial records, survivor interview notes, electronic device data, and material from earlier Epstein investigations in Florida. Following the passage of the Epstein Files Transparency Act last month, the Justice Department is required to provide Epstein-related records to the public in a searchable format by December 19th. Maxwell was convicted of sex trafficking charges in December 2021 and is serving a 20-year prison sentence. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Opponents of Missouri's new congressional map have submitted thousands of petition signatures calling for a statewide referendum on the plan backed by President Trump. Republicans in the Indiana Senate are facing threats as President Trump pushes for lawmakers there to redraw the state's congressional maps. The president's goal is to expand his party's power in the 2026 midterms. Benita Arnold, a redistricting plan protester, says she's not happy with the proposal.
I feel that if I don't do this today, what will happen tomorrow for my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren? Because of my parents and my grandparents telling me the stories of the civil rights movement, I have to do my part.
Approval is still needed in the full Indiana Senate. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has reaffirmed his refusal to cede territory, resisting U.S. pressure for compromise with Russia. He emphasized Ukraine's legal and moral stance against giving up land. A Hamas leader is threatening to not move forward with Gaza's ceasefire next phase unless Israel is pressured to open a key border crossing, cease deadly strikes, and allow more aid. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are holding relatively steady on Wall Street ahead of a decision on interest rates Wednesday by the Federal Reserve. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The index has risen for 9 out of the past 11 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 105 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. ExxonMobil rose 2.7%. The oil and gas company raised its forecast for profit over the next 5 years. Toll Brothers and AutoZone fell after turning in weaker than expected profit reports. Seth Sutel, New York.
Japan is assessing damage and cautioning people of potential aftershocks after a late-night 7.5 magnitude earthquake caused injuries, light damage, and a tsunami in the Pacific coastal communities. At least 34 people were injured. Power was knocked out for hundreds of homes, but was mostly restored. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.